You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, once again, we are with Stephen V. Smith, the founder and president of Word South, a content marketing firm serving telecommunications companies and electric utilities across rural America. Stephen, certainly a privilege to have you back with us on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm delighted to be here today.
Yes, sir. Likewise, good to have you back. Happy holidays to you. And so you say companies of all sizes are discovering that the art of storytelling can be a powerful tool in their success. Why do you say that?
Well, I think we have to begin, Eric, by looking at why stories are so powerful. And the first thing I'd like to point out is that stories really provide the context of who we are. You know, when we're small, we hear stories about David and Goliath and Noah and the flood and Adam and Eve, and these stories are how we enter knowledge of our faith. We hear stories of the country overcoming tremendous obstacles from the Great Depression to the World Wars, and these stories help connect us in terms of our freedoms and who we are as Americans. And certainly we hear lots of stories growing up about our ancestors, our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, where they came from, what they had to overcome, and really that provides the context of who we are in our family. So stories are really important and in how we develop an understanding in the context of who we are. Now, stories also connect us to one another. We share stories of champions and survivors and the great human spirit. And certainly I think that's why we as a country are so involved and interested in sports, because we like to see the displays of athleticism, of course, but we are really interested in the story behind those athletes, behind those big games, behind those teams, and that's something that really connects us. And the third thing that I think is one of the most powerful parts of storytelling, the stories form the basis of really how our minds work, how we process information. If I were to read to you a bulleted list that talked about a recent experience that my wife and I had at a restaurant, I would tell you that we walked in, that we ate, that we enjoyed the meal, we paid for it, we left, and just giving you those basic facts, a couple of areas of your brain would really light up and process that information, those areas that take language and process that and make sense of that for us. But if I told you in a story of how we walked into the restaurant and the sounds that we heard and the powerful aromas of the meat cooking and the pastas boiling and the sauces and the vegetables sautéing and the flavors and the textures of the food as we tasted it, all the sensory areas of your brain would light up very much the same as if you were sitting there at the restaurant having that experience yourself. Stories take place in the imagination, we know, but to the human brain, these imagined experiences are processed the same way as real experiences. So research into mirror neurons are telling us that brains process experiences we live and those that we experience through story almost identically. And that is what makes storytelling such a powerful tool for businesses.
Yes, sir. Well, tell me, how exactly can the power of storytelling benefit a company or organization getting to that point?
Well, there are three ways, really, Eric, that we like to talk about. And the first one is that the power of story can be used by a company to advance its mission. You know, we do a lot of work with telecommunications companies and electric companies, as you said there in the beginning, and we like to get them thinking about what are you really in business for? Who are you impacting? What are you doing in society? How are you impacting the lives of people? And you can use the power of storytelling to advance that mission. Secondly, you can use the power of storytelling to sell your product. Now, the qualities of your product really can best be communicated when you show the prospects how other people are using your product or service and how that's improving their lives. And finally, you can use the power of storytelling to motivate your employees by telling stories about your company history, your accomplishments, the work that your team does. You're creating a more engaged workforce through the power of storytelling.
Good stuff. Now, advancing your mission and selling your product makes sense, but how can storytelling motivate your employees, practically speaking, that is?
Well, Eric, we've learned through the extensive management studies of the Gallup organization, for instance, that there are basically three types of employees: engaged, not engaged, and actively engaged employees. Now, in their book 12, The Elements of Great Managing, from the Gallup organization, we learned that employees are more likely to be engaged when they agree to this statement: the mission or purpose of my company makes me feel my job is important. And it really gets back to that question that I was talking about earlier: what are you really in business for? And I think businesses need to think beyond your function and really drill down to your purpose. Now, with the telecommunications companies that we work with, for instance, you know, the question is, are they selling broadband network connections, or are they helping families connect, helping students learn, helping businesses compete? So you can use storytelling to remind your employees of what business they're really in, and you'll end up with employees who, as Gallup found in their studies, they come to work with more passion, they're more connected to their company, and they're the employees who are driving innovation, and storytelling can help make that happen.
Today we are joined by Stephen V. Smith. He is the founder and president of WordSouth, a content marketing firm serving telecommunications companies and electric utilities across rural America, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So, Stephen, how does this work? How does a company start to use storytelling to accomplish these things and get the message out?
Well, you have to look at what you're already doing with both of your markets. We talk to our clients about the fact that you have two very important markets, your customers and your employees, and you really must devote time to selling your company to both of these groups. So take a look at how you're communicating with these two groups now. Look at your advertising, newsletters, if you're printing a newsletter or email, doing an internal newsletter or one to your customers. Look at the direct mail pieces that you're doing. Take a look at your website. Does it tell a story, or does it simply throw out a bunch of facts and talk about what you offer? Take a look at your social media channels. Examine those and ask yourself, am I posting and tweeting a lot of facts and figures? Am I putting information out there basically about my product benefits and invitations to buy, to click, to save? Now, that's important stuff, but, you know, it really shouldn't make up anywhere near the majority of what you're doing on social media, because social media is the ideal platform for sharing stories, for engaging people with who you are, with what your mission is. So we encourage businesses to look at everything that you're doing and ask yourself this question: how can I use our story, the story of our customers, the story of our employees, the story of where we've been and where we want to go, to educate, to inform, and to engage the people that we have the privilege to serve? Now, storytelling is really the heart of content marketing, and you and I have talked about content marketing before, and we could talk on and on about that for hours and how that works and why it works, but the bottom line is it works. And with all the disruption and fragmentation in the media markets today, it's so important to find a way to get our message through all the clutter to the people who we are doing business with, both our employees and customers. And content marketing and storytelling being at the heart of that is the way that people want to be communicating with.
Now, is this approach more for large companies, or can small businesses benefit from storytelling too, from your perspective?
That's a great question. Some people think that you have to have a very large staff and lots of people dedicated to finding that story and telling that story. And I would argue, Eric, that small businesses can absolutely benefit from the power of storytelling. I mean, even if your main form of communicating is really just a small website, maybe just a simple brochure, you can still be engaging, and you can still tell your story. And here's a great example that we experienced recently. In the small town of Monteagle, Tennessee, there's a great little restaurant. It's in an old stone three-story mansion. It's called High Point Restaurant. And the food there is great. They have a reputation for great food and great service. But what immediately intrigues you when you start reading their website and look at their simple single-panel brochure is the story that the house was built in 1929 by the legendary crime boss Al Capone. It has escape hatches on the roof, has underground tunnels in the basement, and it was an important part of his liquor running business from Chicago down to Florida. It was an important stop during Prohibition. Now, doesn't that make you want to go and have a steak dinner there?
It does. How about that? How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Word South online?
Absolutely. You can visit our website at wordsouth.com. And also be sure to follow us on Twitter, and that handle is simply at WordSouth.
And just a note about your website, it's one of the most crisp, clean, attractive websites, business websites that you'll run across. You've done a really good job with that. In conclusion, any thoughts or advice that could help our listeners grow their business?
Well, I would just sum it up, Eric, by saying that every business, no matter what size, can examine its history, its products and services, and the value that it brings to the market. And as a business owner, you can find the stories that will truly engage your customers. And you can use the power of storytelling to advance your mission, to sell your product, to motivate your employees, because it really is an effective tool. And we just encourage people to go tell your story.
Well, it's always good to have you, and really good information here on storytelling and the power behind it. We've been speaking with Stephen V. Smith, the founder and president of Word South, a content marketing firm serving telecommunications companies and electric utilities across rural America. And the website of reference, once again, is wordsouth.com. Stephen, thanks so much for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. My pleasure.
You bet. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.